And with us on the phone this morning is Sandy Karnowski. She is the District Manager of Public Affairs Minnesota for Cliffs Natural Resources. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are on the road.
I just pulled off the road.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad.
I'm in a safe place.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you this morning about the proposed production line idling at Silver Bay in particular, and that Cliffs reported last week. And first of all, to help those of us that don't know very much about the mining business, a production line, what is a line and how many workers does that involve?
Well, I can't talk specifically about how many workers are, assigned to each production line because it goes all the way from mining up in Babbitt all the way through to, mm-hmm. Making the pellets in Silver Bay. But a production line, we're basically referring to our furnaces, and those are, that's where the balls, the pellets, are heated to be hardened and shipped to our steel makers.
Mm-hmm. But how many furnaces would be idled?
Two. We have four furnaces at North Shore Mining, and two of them will be idled at the beginning of January.
Okay. That's as I understand it from somebody that doesn't know about mining, told me this a while ago, that's kind of a job, isn't it, closing those furnaces off? And
it will take some time and a lot of work from all of our people at North Shore, but we've done it before, and mm-hmm. We'll do it carefully and over time so that... the purpose is that eventually we'll be able to restart those lines once we have the orders for the pellets that they produce.
So there's no exact timeline on this. It's going to depend on the market, right?
Yes, we'll be watching the market. Right now we're predicting that those two lines will be idled for the year 2013. However, if the market improves before then we would reconsider that decision.
Okay, I think I read someplace that totally there might be about 125 people laid off. Now, they aren't all going to be in Silver Bay, are they?
We're expecting that there will be some up in Babbitt as well because this mm-hmm. would impact, our mine operations too.
Okay, now we're talking, of course, about demand. The current iron market demand is, according to Cliffs, down. Any particular reason why? Are we talking China again?
Specifically for North Shore, the decision was just based on, a customer or customers for North Shore have opted to, put in an order for fewer pellets than they have mm-hmm. in the past. Overall, what we're seeing is a volatile iron ore pricing market and lower steelmaking utilization for next year. And so that's why we're taking these measures. Generally speaking, our customers are being more cautious about the short term. China, though, still has a long way to grow, and we still see China growing in 2013.
Okay. Now, as you undoubtedly know, I think it was yesterday, Magnetation from Grand Rapids is actually going to expand their production. Now, I don't know that much about iron mining, but is that process somewhat different? They're not going to build in Sperry, Wisconsin. They're going to build in Indiana. But do they do something different than Cliffs does?
Yes, they serve a different customer. They serve customers that produce steel and electric arc furnaces versus blast furnaces, which is the customers that we produce pellets for.
Okay, so it's not the same deal.
No, it's not.
Okay, so and you're on your way to the Iron Range right now, as I understand it.
Yes.
Okay, so when you get there, what are you going to find?
When I get to the Iron Range?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of snow. But we have two facilities up on the Iron Range. We've got United Taconite and Hibbing Taconite. Mm-hmm. And those operations we're planning to run at full production levels next year. Certainly, if the market continues to deteriorate, we would reconsider that decision. But we're hopeful that there will be, no further impact. But, of course, the market does what the market does. I spend a lot of time up there as well as up in Silver Bay. helping our facilities continue to operate and have good relationships with the community.
Well, I hope the next time you're in Silver Bay, maybe we could get together and chat for a while. We have a lot of listeners in Silver Bay, which is why you heard me do the Silver Bay Sports before we got on the air. And I think the more we know about a major employer in our particular listenership, the better off for us.
Yeah, I'd be glad to share and be hopeful that the next time we speak, we have more positive news.
This is certainly a difficult
thing to do for Cliff, and we are very sensitive to our employees who are going through this with us. So,
okay. Sandy Karnowski is the District Manager of Public Affairs for Minnesota for Cliffs Natural Resources. Thank you for taking time. Pull off the road and talk to us. Now we'll let you get back on your way to the range.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.